Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. We're talking about humanity's awakening. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. We are talking about humanity's awakening. In order to talk a little bit about this, we humbly invited Sheikh Hur Shabiri from the United Kingdom. We invite him and start the discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Hur Shabiri, and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for inviting.
Thank you, Jazakallah. It's our honor, Sheikh. You know, last year you came, you visited the holy city of Qom. And you honored us and graced us coming in and having a talk show. This year also, alhamdulillah, we had the honor of having you come in, and especially in a busy schedule when you're on ziyarat, it's always quite busy, but we do thank you for coming and taking time out.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
So Sheikh, we wanted to, before we started the talk show, you know, you had talked about how there's an interesting phenomenon going on in the world, and that is this awakening of humanity. So we thought, what an excellent subject to talk about, open up something that is very recent. It is very, you know, it is something that is unraveling as we speak and we live and breathe. So we hand it over to you in the name of Allah.
Thank you very much. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, if you remember that we had a time when we could say that there is Islamic awakening.
Mm, yes.
So Islamic awakening was one of the phenomenon that actually awakened the Muslim Ummah from various parts of the world. And they had the same slogan.
Right.
And they started standing against the imperialism around the world.
Right, right.
And with the result of that Islamic awakening, that becomes the resistance that we can see today. Mm. And this resistance is an international resistance that have become actually another very important step that we can say as human awakening.
Mm. Yes.
Humanity's awakening. So there can be certain reasons, but within that, the reason that our present leader, Hafizahullah, has stated, he said it's a natural resistance, or it is a natural awakening. Mm.
This awakening of the fitra, you have said.
Yes, awakening of the fitra.
Yes.
So if we look at the Quranic verses, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلْدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَاطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ.
MashaAllah.
So that actually this statement of Agha, it makes me refer towards this verse of Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you turn your face towards the religion that is the straight path, and that is based on the fitrat. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas alayha. It is based on that instinct and nature of the human being.
Yes, that innate nature, yeah.
La tabdila li khalqi Allah.
And there's no change.
That is based on the creation of human being. So within that, I would like to open this important subject that fitrat and the nature of human being has various fundamentals. As we have Islamic fundamentals, or maybe fundamentals of any religion, we have some natural fundamentals.
In all human beings.
In all human beings.
Which is universal.
Yes, that are universal. And we as human beings, we really share those fundamentals. There's no need. Muslim, Jews, Hindu, Sikh, everybody shares those fundamentals.
It's in the innate nature, or the fitra, as we say in Arabic, of human beings.
Yes. Within that fitra of human being and nature of the human being, what we can find that we share those fundamentals is love with the justice.
Mm. Right.
So if you ask a child that do you really like justice, he would say that I would love justice.
Yeah.
And if you ask any child from around the world that do you hate
Injustice. Mm.
And oppression. Mm. And he's going to say that it is hateful.
Mm.
Mm. Nobody would like to say that I would like to oppress anybody, even the oppressor.
Mm. Or have somebody oppress me.
Yes. Mm. Even the oppressor, when he liked to oppress other communities, he would not say that I'm oppressing.
Right. Yeah.
He would use the term of justice. Mm. For example, imperialist countries at the moment, those who are terrorizing the other countries, those they have state terrorism, they don't say that we are terrorists.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
They say we are implementing justice. Mm. We would like to have the equity within the human being.
Mm.
So those very important fundamentals are being abused by those terrorists, but because of the nature of human being, they cannot say a thief, maybe not going to say that he's a thief.
Yeah.
He's going to make some reason, right?
It reminds me of the statement. I was watching a documentary where Ronald Reagan, one of the former presidents of the United States of America, he said that we are looking for peace through power.
Mm.
So he meant that we're going to beat up the other person so much that they become peaceful.
Yes.
So this is exactly what you were, you know, explaining, that how they change these terminologies.
Yes.
And then to try to confuse, because he can't say we're going to beat the countries of the world up in order to, you know, have peace. So he says peace by power. Yes, continue.
So the reason that they know that nature and the fitrah of human being is not going to accept that they have to be terrorized or they have to go through the suppression. So that's why they are going to be using, would like to achieve peace, would like to implement the justice in this world.
Mm.
We are against any type of the any type of the terrorism.
Mm.
So they are actually,
human rights.
Now they are actually making those who are working for the peace and stability, they are recognizing them
as terrorists,
portraying them as the terrorists.
Yeah, yeah.
And very interestingly, I think like 20 years back, this Prince Charles of United Kingdom, he had delivered a speech, I don't know, I think it was Manchester University or somewhere. Over there, that was his statement because it was published at that time, and I don't remember what was the newspaper.
Sure, sure.
Over there he says that unfortunately, those people who are really practicing people, we call them as extremists. Right? And then he said that if those who are really practicing people within any religion, they are extremists, then who is going to be practicing?
Yeah, because everybody's extremist.
Who you're going to be calling as the religious people?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then they say that because some people, they are like liberal type of people, so they are not religious actually. They are not actually practicing religion.
Sure, sure.
They are half and half, half-heartedly accepted Islam. So then you're any other religion. Similarly, they have changed those terminologies.
Yeah.
To abuse those terminologies.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why this awakening in the world can be considered as human awakening, because the nature of human being has awakened. And now they have realized that all those who were abusing in the past those terminologies,
right,
they don't want to implement justice, but they are terrorizing the countries.
Right. It's interesting. So, for example, one of the things that we see in these recent protests for, you know, the student protests in America at least, and I think in the UK, Oxford also has some student protests going on, France, Germany, these European countries also have these student protests for Palestine going on. And one of the fundamental things that they keep talking about is this thing about justice, right? So just trying to connect with what you're saying is that this awakening of humanity that is occurring on practically a global level, one of those things is justice, and they keep on chanting the slogan, right? No justice, no peace.
No peace. Yes.
In all of these different and so yeah, I mean I think this is interesting.
You know, when I look at this, I would say that people of the world, they are really fed up of liberal democracies.
Right. Right, liberal democracy,
They think that they are not giving any result at the moment.
Of course, yeah, they're not, yeah.
They are suppressing the countries, they are suppressing the people, and the result of that is going to be capitalism.
Sure.
So some capitals, they have everything, they are holding the resources
the
of
1%.
The people. Mm. 1%. All the resources of the world. So because of these university students, after all these reading and study, and with this media today, that is playing its very important, vital role to display the real picture of the liberal democracy, people have realized, and they have come up to this situation that they are making protest. Another thing that is very important, that whenever zulm and oppression, it comes up to the level, that is also going to awaken the human mind. So this bloodshed in this Palestine from last almost more than 3 months that we can see.
It's more than six months now,
that
7 months.
Around 40,000 people are
killed,
being martyred. And they have already demolished cities.
Whole regions.
And it's like a big earthquake when we see those buildings.
Yes, it's unfortunate.
And even some Israeli soldiers, they have suicided because when they looked at this scenario, they went over there. So this is also another human awakening.
Right.
You can see that a person in a United States Air Force, he goes and he burns himself.
In opposition to what's happening,
in opposition to what they're
happening
outside. So these are all interconnected because this is human awakening.
Yeah.
This is a time of natural human awakening.
Right.
And fitrat of human being is asking for the justice. They are actually protesting in different ways.
Yeah.
Somebody is suiciding and making this
protest. Yeah.
Somebody is maybe burning and asking for the justice.
Yeah.
Some of the soldiers, even they opened their fire on the Israelis, the opposite side, and they killed many of their own soldiers.
Yeah,
it's because they think that what is happening is wrong.
Yeah.
So that means minds of people, they are open now, and they can see that what is happening is totally wrong. But you know, Maulana, there is another thing that there are many things that are behind the scene.
Yes.
And maybe that can be considered as unseen support of all these awakening.
Yeah.
Because as we believe that time is going to come when a just authority is going to reappear in this world.
Yes.
And
yes.
he is going to implement justice in this world.
Yes.
And according to us, it's Imam of the Age, Imam Zaman, alayhi salatu wasalam.
Allah has seen his reappearance.
He has his own agenda, and that is working at the moment. Quite, you know, often, that it's not completely disconnected. It
of
is
course,
interconnected.
Yeah.
And when we see, for example, this Arba'een, right? Arba'een was one of the sources that brought this awakening within the world.
Yes.
And Arba'een was not something that has been organized by any marja, mujtahid, maulana.
Yeah, even any country or.
Yes. They say khudjush. Khudjush.
This grassroots.
A movement that comes from the grassroots.
Yeah.
Without anybody asking from them. That means. There is an unseen authority that is actually working with the minds of people and asking them, wake up.
This guiding
it is
hand
time.
In this.
Yes, there is a guidance that is coming from the outside. And, you know, the feeling of yourself, myself, when it comes to time of Arba'een. Can you just imagine?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'm already planning,
yes.
to be honest with you.
Everybody. Yeah. He starts planning for that. Even some of the young people, they did not have any resources, and they wanted to go. And they went over there.
Yeah, they went over there, yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided them some sort of facilities that they have been able to go to. I know people, those who are coming from like 17 years, 16 years. So now they started giving services over there.
Mashallah.
They are opening mukebo over there. They are trying to give any facility to the Zayareen that is possible. How that can be possible? It's not an accident.
No, yes, not, no. There's definitely a divine hand, if you will.
It is a divine hand. Definitely it's a divine hand. Because what I feel, you feel as well. And some other person is feeling as well.
And, well, I wanted to connect this, what you said, with these student protesters and these, this, you know, humanity's awakening, especially in the non-Muslim world, if you will.
Yes.
You know, this it's the exact same thing there. This one student has the same feeling for Palestine that the other student has. And most of the time they don't know each other, but they come together on this feeling. And then, right, the amount of mass media and capitalism, consumerism, materialism that is in the West, you expect them to be completely asleep.
Oh, yes.
And in this state of being asleep, all of a sudden these people wake up, they come out. And if you look at the crackdown by the police, is very brutal. They, you know, there are these 200-pound police officers, and even women are there that they're putting in jail. But this divine hand, you can see that just these people, you know, they stood up and started to defend justice.
Can you just imagine that if there are Muslim students, if they like to pray, so there are other students, they are protecting them.
Yeah.
They make a circle around them.
And this is what's happening.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And they start chanting the people, this is time of prayer.
Yeah.
So that's what we say, Hayya ala salah, right?
Yeah.
Even, you know, they are not saying Allahu Akbar, but at the same time, they are
in their own language.
That this is time of the prayer.
Yeah.
So let the people, those who like pray, let them pray.
Yeah,
and we are going to be protecting them. So it means that human being is coming up to the stage that it may accept the prayers as well. This worship of God.
Can I ask you a question here? Because I know you were really strapped on time. But one thing is that, do you think that this humanity's awakening that's happening, and it's something that didn't really happen before, right? At least not at this level, and especially not concerning the issue of Palestine. But do you feel like that this awakening, you know, can be put down, or it can be subdued? I mean, my kind of intuition or gut feeling is that it can be, you know, kind of subdued a little bit, but you can't completely wipe it out. It's like, you know, when you have a fire and you put the fire out, there's still these, you know, I think in Urdu they say angari, these little sparks that are still there.
Yes.
And at any time, if a little bit of wind comes, it'll start that fire up again. I don't know if you want to comment on that.
Yeah, for that I would like to say that this is not something that have just started.
Yes.
If you go back and look at the history, like personality of Malcolm X.
Yes, right.
Right, Shahbaz Malcolm X.
Right, right.
All the personalities those working in this country against the imperialism.
Right.
Or for example, that Wally Bowler, he did not accept to salute the flag.
Right.
So those are all movements that have happened in the past.
Mm.
Or for example, our great scholars in that country, those who are actually having the protests continuously.
Especially the Al-Quds Day protests.
Al-Quds Day protests that is in, happening from almost 16 states in the United States. That is really a big move. It's not a small move. It's a very great move that is happening from continuously last almost 20 years.
Yeah, at least 20 years. Yeah,
and that movement is completely connected in all over the country, interconnected.
Yeah.
And Jews, they come over there.
Yeah.
Some scholars, they speak over there. Sometimes professors from the university, they speak over there. So I don't think that it's disconnected with that as well. It's completely connected.
Yeah.
And those people who are coming over there, they must have some connections within the country. And I would like to relate with that now this awakening, that is a public awakening, that have come through those individual or maybe some type of the small type of the pockets that were resisting in that country, in the United States.
Yes.
And of course, the whole country can be considered as wrong. Mm. As the leader also says that when we say Magbar America, we don't mean people of the United States.
Yeah.
We mean the system.
The system
of the United
and
States.
The policies.
So the system is wrong. Not the people.
And I think, I know I interrupted again, I apologize, but I think now the American people themselves have seen very firsthand what these oppressive policies of the government are, you know, because this crackdown, if you go and search, I mean, it's really the batons and, you know, machine gun assault rifles, and it's almost like the military is coming down very hard, I mean, hurting people, scaring people, you know. They've seen now the reality of the system.
But, you know, now they have realized the pain of Palestinian.
Now they've, they've realized
with the pain. With this, what they are going through and suffering over there, with
innocent.
The brutality of those soldiers, they can realize that what is happening in Palestine or in Lebanon or maybe in many other countries, and that was happening from almost more than half a century.
Yeah, to the Muslim world in general. Yeah.
This was happening. And these soldiers, those who are brutalizing in these countries, they are being trained somewhere.
Yeah, interestingly, a lot of them are trained by the Zionist regime.
Yes. So this training, it seems to be completely similar. Mm. And now the resistance is also similar. Now we can find the similarity between the resistance that is in Syria, for example, in Lebanon, in the Middle East. A similar resistance has started in the United States as well. Yes, we need to think that is it going to be having continuation? Would it have that power that it can continue? It depends on if the groups, they have their strong leadership.
Right.
So that is my own belief, that if whole world gets together and there is no leader, they can't achieve anything. And if there is a small group of people, they have
a
strong
leader.
Leadership, they would be taking over whole world. So they can change whole world.
Yeah.
And that's what we can see.
I think Imam Hussein alayhi salam is a very clear example of this.
Oh yes, of course.
But no, go ahead, continue. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they need a leader in order to be able to keep the movement going.
Yes, leadership is very important. We have seen, you know, different types of revolution in maybe in Arab countries, Arab revolution in the past. But it did not have the result.
Yeah.
The reason because they did not have a strong leadership. In Egypt, we've seen that a large number of people in various cities, they got together. But because of the weak leadership, ended up that again the dictator is there. Similarly, in United States, if they have any strong leadership, if that can take the stand and take this movement to the second level and third level, then definitely they can achieve. You know, public has to come with this movement. It should not stay with within the students only.
Yes,
people have to stand up. So they have to wake up.
And this is the next thing that I wanted to ask you is, you know, the role that Muslims, young Muslims, can play here, because a lot of the times what the governmental authorities, the police, the state troopers, this heavy-handed crackdown is done in order to scare the people, right? A lot of the times it's not, well, primarily they want to scare the people.
Yes.
So what happens is when people get scared, you know, they see the police coming from that side, they run away, you know? And that's what they're trying to do, is to create fear so that the number of people protesting, they start to diminish.
Yes.
You know, 1 week later, it'll be 10 less.
Yes.
2 weeks later, it'll be 40 less, 50 less. And then eventually, you know, they'll get tired of getting beat up by the police. And it seems like in this kind of a situation is where, you know, at least the Muslims, they should support these students. And a lot of them are like young, they're young American, for the most part, non-Arab, non-Muslim, you know, like white American kids, right? And they're in their early, like 18, 19, 20, 21. and interestingly awakened in this very miraculous manner, mm-hmm. but that people need to go and support these guys and give them that strength.
Yes, I think it's responsibility of Muslim communities, not only in United States, mm-hmm. but all over the world,
right.
especially students in the Muslim countries.
Right, right.
If they take their stand, in at least in the universities.
Yeah.
It is happening in some of the countries, but not in all over the world. This is responsibility of all Muslim students yeah. that they have to stand up, even in the houses.
Yes.
They have to give yes. this support. It should not be only that if something is happening in Iran, then we have to be supporting.
Mm. Mm.
If something is happening in the United States, and if students of Hausa, they stand up and at least give a protest.
Yeah,
and give a support, solidarity with the students of the United States,
yeah.
that is really going to give a spirit to the yeah. people, those who are working over there,
yeah.
that at least people are standing for us.
Yeah,
and it's going to give a message to the mass people around the world as well.
Mm.
And also, I would like to say that people, those who are working in the media,
yes,
they have to become just arm for these students.
Mm.
So they can spread this message because major outlets of the media, they don't like publish that.
Well, they censor all these things.
It's all been censored.
And like you said in the beginning of the talk show, they turn everything around.
Yes.
So these peaceful protesters, right, they're not burning anything, they're not breaking anything, they're not vandalizing, no graffiti. I mean, you could not have a more peaceful protester
yes.
than these students, right?
Yes.
But in the media, they are turning them into terrorist supporters, Hamas supporters,
yes.
you know, I don't know, these kind of
title,
names.
You know,
yeah, titles, yeah.
They are giving
yeah.
them title.
Yeah.
And also, they are taking their basic rights, unfortunately, at the moment.
Yeah.
Many of the students are being said that they can't go to university anymore.
I was watching one. He has been banned from his university for 5 years.
Oh yes.
I mean, that's unimaginable. Formally, they banned him from coming, yes. and he was an African American student. He wasn't Muslim. He wasn't Pakistani or Indian or Palestinian. He was a black African American student. They banned him for 5 years.
But he can't come. This is going to be playing another role.
Yeah.
That it's going to make more people
aware.
Angry against them,
yeah.
and it's going to bring another awakening because
yeah.
they are a people, and nobody can beat the people. And there's a slogan as well that when people are united, nobody can defeat them.
Yeah, nobody can
so
defeat
this
them.
This is, inshallah, we hope that they can defeat them, and if people they continue their awakening, and especially if they make their strong leadership, then they would be able to achieve those greater goals. And we are hoping and praying as well. And it's our responsibility that we have to give their message to the people of the world. This is oppressed community at the moment
yeah.
in the United States, and oppressed students.
Yeah.
They have played their role, and they tried to fulfill their responsibility. And we really appreciate them at this moment. And we pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them power that they can continue their important in this in the resistance in that country, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah, thank you so much, Sheikh Hur Shabiri, taking time out, talking about this humanity's awakening and everything that's been happening in recent times.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And I hope that you should continue those types of programs. In
inshallah,
future.
Inshallah, so please keep
it
us
It should
in
be
your
just
prayers.
Opening.
Yes,
and this
yeah.
has to be taken really.
Yeah, I wish you had more time. I would have done a couple of sessions, but I guess, inshallah, Allah give you long life and health and iman, and so that we see you next year again,
inshallah.
And we
in
have
future,
the opportunity
inshallah.
To do another talk show, inshallah.
Thank you.
Jazakallah, thank you. And thank you so much, dear viewers, for joining us on the talk show. We were talking about humanity's awakening with Sheikh Hur Shabiri. That's all from us for now. Fi amanillah, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.